From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith.
Governor Jay Nixon has signed an executive order directing state agencies to comply with the U.S. Supreme Court's recent decision establishing a constitutional right to same-sex marriage. Nixon said today at a news conference in Kansas City that he wants to ensure that the ruling is implemented throughout the state. The executive order makes clear that local governments have to comply with the Supreme Court's ruling. The order also rescinds a previous executive order directing the Revenue Department to accept the jointly filed state tax returns of same-sex couples legally married in other states. The U.S. Supreme Court's decision makes that order unnecessary. A new state law that took effect last week requires a meningitis vaccine for students living on public college campuses in Missouri. KBIA's Jade Turk has more.
Susan Even, the executive director of the University of Missouri Student Health Center, says the objective of the new law is to improve health conditions for students living in on-campus housing.
It will increase the number who will be protected from getting four of the five strains of meningitis. It increases the likelihood that we could prevent a case rather than having to try to treat.
Even says students living on campus are at higher risk of contracting the disease than off-campus students. She says students can only avoid taking the shot if they can provide medical or religious reasons.
If it's inconvenient, if they don't really want to feel like getting it, that isn't going to be accepted as a valid reason.
For KBIA News, I'm Jade Turk.
The physician-in-chief and scientific director at Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh has been named dean of a St. Louis medical school where he used to teach. Washington University School of Medicine said Monday that Dr. David Perlmutter will start December 1st. The 63-year-old Brooklyn, New York native spent 15 years as a pediatric faculty member at Washington University before moving to Pittsburgh. Perlmutter succeeds Dr. Larry Shapiro, who led the School of Medicine for 12 years. He'll also serve as the school's executive vice chancellor for medical affairs. Dozens of bills passed by Missouri lawmakers remain unsigned as the deadline for taking action approaches. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin tells us they include the sole Ferguson-related bill passed during the 2015 legislative session.
Senate Bill 5 would bar municipal judges from jailing someone for not being able to afford to pay a traffic fine and would reduce the percentage of revenue from traffic fines local governments can use in their budgets. So far, Governor Jay Nixon has not indicated whether he'll sign or veto the bill, but he did say last Friday that he'll likely take action on it sometime this week. Any bill that is not signed or vetoed by July 14th automatically becomes law in Missouri. Other bills awaiting action include requiring child-safe packaging for so-called e-cigarettes and requiring coal-fired plant owners to develop air quality monitoring networks. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri Governor Jay Nixon signed an executive order today to ensure that state agencies are implementing last month's Supreme Court ruling, which legalized same-sex marriage.
The ruling was an affirmation of some of our most fundamental values, that all of our citizens have the right to equal opportunity and deserve to be treated with dignity and respect.
Nixon said the executive order is, quote, necessary because there are so many state agencies who must react in the change in legal status for same-sex couples. He also called on lawmakers to add protections for LGBT workers. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.